You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 113. We have a little bit of news this week in that the website where you normally go to listen to the show, if you're not downloading it from iTunes, has changed, and this is a good thing. It's become a bigger website. It's more efficient. Those of you that may have had a little bit of trouble downloading episodes because they were taking a little bit of time, all that's gone now. It's all fast, efficient, and wonderful in many ways, including adding an element of interactivity. So we'd love you to go along. I'll give you the address in a minute and do a bit of interaction there. So it's a whole new site, lots of different artwork, and we've branded it with a different name. So the web address is, and this is not one of those web addresses that starts with www. It is just thedreamshow, all one word, .tv. So go to thedreamshow.tv and have a look at how we're presenting it now. Same quality of podcasts. You know, we've been doing this for over 2 years now. So the formula is hopefully increasing and improving all the time, but a new website. So enjoy that. If you normally get your episodes from iTunes, all of that remains exactly the same. So you subscribe to iTunes and each episode each week automatically appears in your iPod or iPhone or whatever of choice. So thedreamshow.tv is the place to go if you just want to be a bit more interactive, or maybe if you generally download the shows from your computer. We're still with the same company, lifestylepodnetwork.com, who have been wonderful to us for the last 2 years and help us in every single way to get our show out there. It's just that we've all gone up a notch. So that's all good. And on with today's show. What we're going to do today is, first of all, I've had an inquiry from someone asking me to explain a little bit more about past life dreams. You know, can you dream about past lives, or are dreams that appear to be about past lives really symbolic? So I'm going to answer that one first. Then I'm going to look into the question of, if you have a dream and you just keep running it over and over in your mind because you're kind of puzzled or intrigued by it, or even a little sort of hypnotized and mystified by it, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Should you dwell on dreams, good and bad? We'll go into that. And finally, I'll also then read you a blog that I wrote recently called The Cobweb and the Goat. And of course, it's about dream interpretation, but I'll just pop the little question in your mind to begin with. And the question is, can you see the connection between a cobweb and a goat? What is the connection between a cobweb and a goat? There's at least one connection, but that's something to think about and a mystery to be solved and resolved in the last blog that I'll read you. So that's the setup for today. And before we go in, I will give you all the other website addresses. So first of all, please, either yourself or when you're telling people about how wonderful it is to explore your dreams and get information that you can apply to your daily life to make life better for you, go to www.dream.net.au, where there's lots and lots of other stuff and articles that I've written. And of course, it's also where you can select a service that you'd like to buy from me. You might want to talk to me by phone or Skype, or have an email reading and all sorts of other things. Or you might like to visit our shop to buy my books. For example, my bestseller, which is Dream Alchemy, which is published by Hachette. Or go to my blog at www.janetheresa.com. Or find me on Facebook, or just to mention it again, go to the podcast blog at thedreamshow.tv. Okay, here we go. First up, the past life dream question. So to answer this in a quick, short and snappy but accurate way, I've turned to my book, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, And I'm reading out this tip, which is tip 81, which is called, Can You Dream of Past Lives? If your dream is set in a time before you were born, does it give you insight into a past life? Sometimes people dream of being themselves as they appear today, only in historic dress to suit the period. And sometimes people dream they look quite different or are of the opposite sex, clearly at one with a time period and not realizing it is a past era until they wake up. How should you interpret these kinds of dreams? When these dreams lack surreal oddities, when they feel every day except that every day was long ago, it's very tempting to conclude that you experienced a past life memory in a dream. Who's to say? You may have, you may not have. But before you go too far down this track, beware. Think of all the dreams that you've had featuring your childhood. Perhaps your childhood home, school, family life, or holiday camp. These dreams contain a mix of accurate detail and oddities, don't they? Your childhood home might look more or less like the same, but have an extra room, or back onto a beach instead of a suburban garden, or have a fairy living in the cupboard. Dreams are not what they seem. There have been many distressing cases where people have dreamed of being sexually abused in settings similar to their childhood home or school, and because the dream seemed so real, concluded that they had indeed been abused, moving on to make accusations against innocent people. While memories can and do surface in dreams, it's vital to understand that most dream content is entirely symbolic. The same applies to dreams set in historic periods before your birth. Interpret the historic era in your dream as symbolic. If you dream you're a soldier in a war, ask what personal conflict you're fighting today. If you dream you're being persecuted as a witch in the Middle Ages, ask what you're feeling persecuted about today, or how you feel about being middle-aged. Or simply summarize the historic dream setting or era in one word, such as stuffy, liberated, pioneering, enslaved, or pagan, and ask yourself which area of your life this applies to today. So I hope that answers that question. And now on to the question of, is it a good or a bad thing to ponder a dream? And I guess really, like, the real question here is it a bad thing to really keep reliving a dream that makes you feel uncomfortable? And the quandaries therein, how can you interpret a dream without first revisiting it? I wrote this article originally in August 2008, and it's called Dream Days, as in D-A-Z-E, or if you're American, D-A-Z-E, Dream Days. What should you do when you can't seem to shake off a dream? When it haunts, dazes, or distracts you from your daily tasks? Is it a good thing to linger with a theme that tugs at the edges of your heart or mind? Or are there dangers in reliving and replaying the dream over and over again? Why do some dreams linger longer than others? There are dreams that fade faster than you can commit them to memory. There are dreams you remember in the middle of the night, only to forget as you doze back to sleep. There are dreams you can recall, if need be, for a morning, perhaps even for a day before they slip away. And there are those doozies that permanently etch themselves forever in your memory, totally unforgettable for a lifetime. A typical lifetime doozy is either a childhood recurring dream or a dream that was so inspirational or hilarious that you told the story over and over, cementing it into your long-term memory. What's your favourite dream doozy, the one you love to tell? Between the fades the dozies, the dailies, and the doozies are the dream daisies. You can't shake today, but we'll forget by tomorrow or soon after. There are several features of a dream daze. You feel as if you're still partly in the dream, almost in parallel to your waking life. You feel the emotions you felt in the dream in a heightened way, often in an overpowering way because they seem more important than any other emotions you should be feeling today. You feel slightly confused about something you can't quite put your finger on, as if it's something that used to make sense but no longer computes. You can't identify it. It's a little bit like being a stranger in a world you once knew. It's as if something has shifted or someone's changed the rules and hasn't informed you. You've probably guessed from listening to the above that a dream dazes you when it strongly resonates with an unconscious feeling, memory, or belief, and in doing this, shifts that feeling, memory, or belief just a little into the edges of your awareness. You wake up just a little conscious of a long-lost or long-denied feeling, memory, or belief, not conscious enough to understand it, but conscious enough to feel haunted by something you can't quite put your finger on. The dream feels parallel to your waking life because it has nudged a feeling or belief that has been running parallel in your unconscious mind into semi-awareness. It's nudged a bit more of yourself into awareness, so you have that somewhat dazed sense of different emotions brewing, or a long-held memory or belief being undermined and shifted, changing the way you see life. It's like half-recognizing something in the shadows. So you wander about in a daze on the day following the dream, and sooner than you might imagine, you adjust to the slight shift and a new normal emerges. You still may not be able to put your finger on the exact feelings or beliefs that shifted, but you do notice over days and weeks that you, or your attitude, has changed in some way. The new normal looks slightly different from the old normal. In fact, that old normal looks a bit bewildering. You look back and wonder how you could have thought or felt or acted that way back then. That's when you know you've made the shift, when the old way no longer makes as much sense as it used to. All this happens naturally. You don't need to understand the dream that dazes to make the shift. Effectively, your unconscious mind began the shift, as seen in your dream, and this continued over a day or so until you settled into your newly conscious view. But is every shift a shift in the best direction? There are times when we shift in ways that extend us, and there are times when we shift in ways that limit us. Either way, the shifting dream can daze us. The new normal can be extending or limiting. Different from the old way, but not necessarily better. This is where dream interpretation is empowering. When a dream that dazes is interpreted, you get to understand which of your unconscious feelings, memories, and beliefs are shifting. And you get to understand what triggered this. You get the message that a certain shift is happening and how this shift will most likely influence your life. Best of all, you get to decide whether this is a shift you would welcome or if you would prefer to engineer the shift to create a more desirable outcome in your life. This engineering is achieved by applying dream alchemy. So you don't need to wander dazedly into a new normal not of your choosing. You can pick a new normal that will work for you. Either way, take the daze as a signal that you need to take some time out, if you can, to focus on the dream long enough to get the message. Let yourself drift with your dream long enough until you recognize how it resonates with your life. If your dream is about death, for example, drift with it long enough until you can relate a similar feeling of something coming to an end in your waking life. Or if your dream is about discovering a long-lost love, drift long enough until you can relate a similar feeling of getting back in touch with something wonderful you had lost in your waking life. Or if your dream is about rescuing a distressed animal, drift long enough until you can relate a similar feeling of how you handle distress and rescue in your waking life. Once you've drifted and identified, stop replaying the dream and move on to get the message. Once you've got the message, move on to decide whether the shift in the dream is one you want to encourage or redirect. Then move on from there to apply your dream alchemy, either to accelerate the dream shift or to change it. Why is it important not to keep replaying the dream? Every time you replay a dream, you revisualize it and further cement it. Your unconscious mind creates your dream symbols, so the more you visualize a dream, the more you endorse your unconscious mind's view on the matter. If the dream shift is one you want to accelerate, revisualizing it is good. And if the dream shift is one you want to change, then you will need to visualize a changed version of the dream. That's dream alchemy, one that will result in the shift you desire. Either way, you will need to drift with the dream first so that you can identify and acknowledge the shifting unconscious feelings, memories, and beliefs. You cannot change what you do not know. An enemy is best befriended. A fear best faced, a truth best acknowledged before you can move forward. But do move forward. Beware becoming trapped in the reverie, replaying the dream over and over. Take the enchanting, dazing fabric of your dream. Identify its threads. Then be the dream alchemist and reweave, reframe, and hang your new dream picture in your mind's eye to direct your visualization. Oh, lots of big, deep thoughts there for you to go away and ponder. So only perhaps slightly more lightheartedly, we come round to the goat and the cobweb. Have you taken time yet? Probably not, if you've been listening to me. Or maybe you'd like to press pause and just consider what you see as the connection between a cobweb and a goat, because we're going to plunge into this now. And if you like a puzzle, you might want some time out to have a little think. Press pause, press play again when you're ready. Here we go. The goat and the cobweb, which I blogged about in May this year, May 2011. Oh, that's only last month. That seems much longer ago than that I wrote this one. Ah, such a busy life. So many things happen. So much shifting. The old yesterday seems so far away. Okay, maybe I've given you enough time now to ponder the goat and the cobweb, so let's continue. Here's a puzzle. What's the connection between a cobweb and a goat? If you're already searching for an answer, you're in the right frame of mind for interpreting a dream. I'll give you some more clues. Sandra phoned Loretta and Moyd's afternoon show on Radio 4BC this afternoon to ask me about her dream, featuring, you've got it, a cobweb and a goat. In her dream, she was going somewhere with her husband when she suddenly had to get a cab and go back home. In the cab, she looked down and saw that her feet were covered in cobwebs. She looked again and saw an adorable little goat sitting at her feet with a blister on his nose. What does Sandra's dream mean? I'll refine the puzzle. What's the connection between feet covered in cobwebs and a goat? In case you're not there yet, I'll come at it from another angle. What's the connection between Sandra having her journey cut short, having to return home, and a goat? Most dreams have a repeating theme, and if you can identify this, you've got a good starting point for interpretation. Since Sandra's goat was adorable, it was most likely a pet goat. And pet goats are usually tethered to keep them close to home. Sandra's feet were kind of tethered by the cobwebs, or at least she must have walked through a potentially trapping spider's web to have cobwebs clinging to her feet. At first, I thought Sandra's cobwebs suggested she'd been standing still for too long in one place, metaphorically, long enough to gather cobwebs. And though this may also be true, the dream shows Sandra's journey cut short by the need to take the cab home, as if she can only get so far because she's tethered. In the very short time that we have on radio to interpret a dream, and without being able to clarify aspects of the dream with a caller, looking for out-of-the-box connections that repeat in a dream can shine a light on the dreamer's situation. At the time of her dream, Sandra probably felt restricted or tethered, especially around her direction. In the dream, her journey was cut short, so there's a sense that she has direction. She knows where she wants to go, but she's not getting there. When goats aren't tethered, they roam free and far. Goats can climb mountains and follow paths other animals and humans find difficult. Goats can journey a long way on very little. Sandra's dreaming mind chose the symbol of a goat, no doubt because she does know deep down that she is capable of reaching her goal. Ooh, is this wordplay, a tethered goal, G-O-A-L, a dream goat, G-O-A-T? So what's holding Sandra back? Could it have anything to do with the blister on the goat's nose? I wonder if Sandra had the feeling in the day or two before her dream that she had poked her nose into something she shouldn't have. Or that she'd followed her intuition, you know, followed her nose, and got burnt, either recently or in the past, and this experience has held her back from setting out again. What would you set as a dream alchemy practice here? I'd suggest the following visualization if Sandra would like to achieve the goal she identifies with this dream. I'd say, Sandra, see the blister on the goat's nose vanishing. Then look down to see the cobwebs gone and feel a wonderful, warm, dancing sensation seeping into your feet. Open the car door and dance wherever you wish, led by the adorable goat, sniffing the wind, following his nose, which happens to lead you both to exactly where you'd like to be. You know, picture where you'd like to be to do this visualization. As with all dream alchemy, as we rewrite the story using our personal dream symbols, we simultaneously rewrite our unconscious mindset around the issue and the waking life outcome. So that really fitted very well with the Dream Days article, didn't it? Thank you for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. I hope you've enjoyed it. As you all know, if you've listened to many episodes by now, some episodes are just like today, me talking about various aspects of dreams with you, and some episodes feature guests having their dreams interpreted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, which doesn't mean flying to Brisbane, doesn't mean sitting in the same room with me, means none of that. It just means putting your hand up and saying, I'd love to be on the show and have a dream interpreted for free. And I say, that's great. What time zone are you in? What days and times suit you? We set a date. We set a time. We phone or Skype you. And after a little chat, just to say, hello, how are you? Are you feeling comfortable? Are you okay? Let's do this thing. We press the record button. You tell me your dream, which I never want to hear beforehand. And I interpret it and we record it and put it out on a show. We've made this process simple. Some people have said, even though you make it sound so simple, I don't know what to do. So we've made it really, really simple. You can still email me if you want to be on the show, but we've got a page now on the new podcast blog. So all you have to do is go to thedreamshow.tv. And remember, don't put the www's in. It's just thedreamshow.tv. And on the menu, you'll see Be on the Show. I think it says Be on the Show. It's something very obvious anyway. Is be on the show. Click that, and there's a very simple form to fill in. All you do is you pop in your name, you pop in your email address, and I think you put in your time zone. I can't remember. And that's all that you need to do, and I will contact you and invite you to come onto the show from wherever you are in the world. You don't even have to use your real name. Everything else has to be true and authentic, but you can change your name if you're a bit shy. Again, thanks for listening. Go to all the other websites as well if you want to find out more. And please share the links to the podcast show, the links to the Dream Show, and the links to my websites, dream.net.au and janetheresa.com, or Facebook with your friends, family and acquaintances. Everybody dreams. And people that don't yet know that they're interested in dreams may be absolutely delighted that you send a link and awaken them to the fact that their dreams are not just nonsense. They're not just a vivid imagination gone wild. They're not just trash or garbage, but they're actually a meaningful commentary once you can interpret them on the particular mindset that you've got, and therefore a key to understanding why your life is and what you can do to get a better life experience than the one you're having. Share it with your friends. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week for another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.